I'm going to start my homily with a little story about a vacation I had. And I'm not telling it because I want you to think, God, is he ever cruel talking about this kind of vacation, looking what we just experienced in the last not only days but months. About a week ago, I had the invitation from my best friend Jim and his wife Margaret to take a sailing trip with them to the British Virgin Islands. And we would sail on a catamaran sailboat for 7 days. I had never done this before, nor had I ever been to the British Virgin Islands. And it was an amazing experience. Every day it was 85 degrees. And every island that we sailed to had its own look, its own name, and its own history. The water in places was a beautiful blue, in other places it was almost turquoise in color. I had the opportunity to snorkel and saw fish of various colors that I would have never seen anywhere else. In the evenings, as we anchored by islands, I could see the sunset at different times. And then it was at the period when the moon was full, and to watch it rise up and watch it reflect off the water. And then in the morning, Jim and I were early risers. And so sometimes we would be up to watch the sun rise. And something that I have done with Jim over the many years that we have been friends, we took time to pray together in the morning, taking the scriptures of the day, to read them together and to talk about them and to pray together. And I share this not because, again, as I said, to be cruel about anything, but to remind us that there will be days of 85 degrees and that there will be blue water beneath the snow and the ice on our lakes, and we'll be able to see them. But more than that, it reminds me of what our focus is for Lent. That each and every one of those experiences remind me of what our focus is. Awaken to God's everyday wonders. Awaken to God's everyday wonders. Each and every one of those things I just shared were for me God's wonders. And yet I'm not going to go back there sailing. The weather outside isn't anything close, and yet we have everyday wonders in our life of God. That this Lent is to invite us to see those, to hear those, to experience those, and to remember those, to awaken to those everyday wonders of God that are within us and around us and the people in our life. But it's a difficult thing at times because there is so much clutter in our life. There is so much noise. There is so much busyness. And hopefully this Lenten season will help us to step back for just a moment and to be able to be aware of those wonders. And every weekend when we come into this church, there'll be two things that'll just help us to remember that. One of them is this chrysalis that hangs up over the altar. And for many of you, you know what that is. And yet it will remain just that during Lent, because the wonders of what that will become will come at Easter. And then in the back over the baptismal font is a nest of eggs. And they'll remain those during Lent. But then the wonder will be created as they hatch, and we will see and experience those when it comes to Easter. And it is also the scriptures during this season of Lent that will remind us constantly of the wonders of God. In the first reading today, it was the people in Moses who knew the wonders of God, who took them through that experience of the desert into a new freedom and a new land, and they knew God was with them. Jesus in the gospel today, he knew God was with him, and he knew the power in the presence of the wonder of God in that experience and moment in his life. God is wonder. God is within us. This Lenten season, listen to what God is speaking in our heart. What is the message he's saying to us? What does God want us to hear this Lenten season? Where are the wonders in my family, in my classmates, in my friends, in my coworkers? Where's the wonders in that person that's the clerk at the store, the one who stands behind the counter, the person at the restaurant who's the server? Where also is God's wonder that stirs within our hearts, that wants us to know, I'm here, I'm with you, I'm present. Know the wonders. And to help us, if you wish, to remember those wonders, on the wall by the baptismal font are packets of purple lilac colored post-it notes. There's 25 in a packet. They begin on the top with the words, everyday wonders. Take one. Use it as a family, as an individual, as a child. And each day when you have one of those moments of God's wonder in your life, write it down. Put the post-it note where you will see it every day to be reminded of all of those wonders of God that are part of your life. And then a second suggestion, if you're comfortable with this. When you experience one of those wonders of God through another person, through a family member, a classmate, friend, or even a server at a restaurant, the person that cleans the room that you rent, write that down on one of these post-it notes. And if you're comfortable enough, give it to your sister, your brother, your spouse, your classmate. Or if you're in a restaurant and you don't want to give it to the person, leave the post-it note on the table as you leave, or in the room for the one who cleans, to let them know about the wonder that they are. And at the bottom of that post-it note is a website for St. Thomas Becket. That person might pick that up and look and say, I wonder what this place is all about. I'll go check out their website and see who they are, that they would take the time to leave this wonderful thing for me. And so our Lent, very simple. The words, awaken to God's everyday wonders. How will that play out in each of our lives?